Pope John Paul II was one of the most beloved popes in recent memory, but a recent report from the Vatican has cast him in a new light. A two-year-long investigation into how a disgraced American cardinal rose up the ranks despite allegations of sexual misconduct lays the blame largely at the feet of John Paul. Now, some Catholics are rethinking his legacy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
When John Paul died in 2005 after a 26-year reign, his funeral drew millions to St. Peter's Square.
Chanting, Santo Subito, make him a saint immediately.
Put on the fast track, he became a saint a record 9 years later. Now, many Catholics are asking, was that too hasty? The Vatican report shows that in 2000, John Paul appointed Theodore McCarrick Archbishop of Washington, despite repeated warnings about allegations of sexual misconduct. Papal biographer George Weigel was quick, however, to defend John Paul.
There is no problem in saying a saint can be deceived. Saints are human beings. Human beings can be deceived by pathological liars, and John Paul II was.
Heidi Schlumpf, editor of the liberal National Catholic Reporter, disagrees.
Saints are not perfect, but they are models, and I don't think John Paul II is a model of how our church should be dealing with clergy sex abuse.
Following the McCarrick report, the publication called for the suppression of the cult of St. John Paul II. In Catholicism, says Schlumpf, cult means the commemoration and veneration of a saint. Suppression would mean schools and churches should not be named after him and devotion should be private. The editorial said, this man undermined the global church's witness, shattered its credibility as an institution, and set a deplorable example for bishops in ignoring the accounts of abuse victims. Massimo Fagioli, Villanova University professor of theology, says suppression of the cult is unlikely in the U.S. As an anti-communist champion, he says John Paul's influence was vast, not only among conservative American Catholics.
Also Catholics that are middle of the road, because he was a larger-than-life like person, and his icon and his name mean here much more than to Catholics in other countries.
McCarrick isn't the only sexual predator John Paul turned a blind eye to. Father Marcial Maciel, who abused numerous minors and fathered children, was punished by the Vatican only after John Paul's death. The McCarrick report suggests John Paul's experience with the secret police in communist Poland may have convinced him that allegations of clerical sex abuse were fabricated to damage the Catholic Church. That may explain his blind spot in not believing the accusations, says Father Thomas Rees, senior analyst at Religion News Service, but does not excuse it.
John Paul II was incapable of believing that his friends and supporters could be involved in sexual abuse. He thought they were doing wonderful things for the church, and he just could not imagine that they could be doing such vile deeds.
Catholic author Dawn Eden Goldstein still believes John Paul is a saint.
I'm a Catholic theologian, and I personally believe that canonizations are infallible.
But will she continue to pray to him?
I have a lot of saints whose intercession I prefer to ask before I ask John Paul's.
Nowhere has the criticism of John Paul's legacy hit so hard as in his native Poland, a country that is now grappling with a growing clerical sex abuse scandal of its own. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.